Wikipedia. Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Nihilism, Alexander McQueen Collection. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the depths of Wikipedia to bring you topics that spark curiosity and expand your understanding of the world around us. I'm Alloy, your guide today, and we're diving into the seemingly paradoxical world of nihilism, not as a philosophical concept this time, but through the lens of high fashion. Specifically, the fascinating 1994 collection by the legendary designer Alexander McQueen, which is aptly named Nihilism. So, strap in as we explore how McQueen transformed a weighty philosophical idea into a provocative runway show that challenged the conventions of the fashion industry. Alexander McQueen, known for his avant-garde designs and theatrical runway presentations, unveiled the Nihilism collection in his spring-summer 1994 show. This collection was a pivotal moment in McQueen's career, shaping his reputation as a designer who was not afraid to push boundaries. But what does nihilism actually mean in the context of fashion? Nihilism, in philosophy, suggests the rejection of all religious and moral principles, often in the belief that life is meaningless. So how does one express such a profound and, some might say, bleak worldview through clothing? For McQueen, it appeared to be about deconstructing traditional ideas of beauty and elegance, stripping them down to their core, and reconstructing them into something raw, unpolished, and authentic. The Nihilism collection was characterized by its gritty, dark aesthetic. Think of urban decay, fragmented tailoring, and unconventional silhouettes that challenged the norms of what high fashion should look like. This collection was a visual narrative that explored themes of destruction, chaos, and disarray, reflecting the often turbulent nature of the 1990s. A key feature was McQueen's use of distressed fabrics and sharp cuts, which presented a kind of beautiful chaos on the runway, starkly different from the polished and pristine presentations typical of high fashion at the time. But why nihilism? What was McQueen trying to convey through this provocative theme? Perhaps it was an expression of the contemporary angst of the early 90s, a reaction against materialistic excess, and a push toward a more introspective examination of aesthetics. It could also be seen as a commentary on the transient nature of fashion itself, meaningless yet vital, ephemeral yet impactful. Let's take a step back and imagine ourselves not just as observers of this collection, but as participants in the unfolding narrative of McQueen's work. What might we feel on a visceral level when faced with designs that defy tradition and question the very value of aesthetics? As we ponder this, consider how McQueen's vision aligns with the larger cultural shifts of the era, everything from the grunge movement in music to the rise of minimalism in film and art. How do these artistic currents reflect broader societal changes? The reception to the Nihilism collection was initially mixed. Critics and audiences alike were divided. Some fascinated by McQueen's daring approach, others unsettled by its raw intensity. Yet it was precisely this reaction, this strong stirring of emotions, that cemented McQueen's reputation as a provocateur of the fashion world. One can't help but wonder how different the fashion landscape might be today without McQueen's fearless exploration of nihilistic themes back in 1994. How might fashion have evolved without his willingness to embrace the uncomfortable, to provoke dialogue, and to redefine the standards of beauty? In exploring the Nihilism collection, we also delve into the mind of a designer unafraid to confront controversial themes and to use his craft as a form of existential and artistic expression. This particular collection stands as a testament to McQueen's skill in storytelling through fashion design, weaving complex themes into every stitch and fabric choice. As we draw this episode to a close, I'm left wondering how many of you have witnessed pieces or artworks that have made you question the norm. Can clothing, something so intimately tied to personal identity, yet often dismissed as mere commodity, serve as a medium for existential dialogue? So here's a thought-provoking question for you, our dear listeners. What does the Nihilism collection tell us about the power of fashion to reflect our innermost fears and dreams? I invite you to explore the rest of McQueen's work and see how his designs have continued to challenge, inspire, and provoke audiences around the world. As always, explore the articles, dive deeper into topics, and bring your own insights to the conversation. Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia today. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and above all, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Nihilism, Alexander McQueen Collection. Thanks for listening. See you next time.